want to hear about it.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. He's the presumptive GOP nominee, but that hasn't stopped some people from going ahead with plans to try and stop Donald Trump. But now the chairman of the RNC is asking them to stop.
On Thursday, Trump met with Speaker of the House Paul Ryan and other GOP congressional leaders to try to find a common message. That's beside the point, says Mitt Romney, GOP candidate from 4 years ago, who's leading an effort to find a third-party conservative to run for president. On CBS's Face the Nation, Republican Party Chairman Reince Priebus, who brokered the meetings Trump had with elected GOP leaders Thursday, asking Romney, for the sake of the party, to give up the effort.
This is a suicide mission. It is not right. I think what people should do is take the Paul Ryan approach, which is to work with Donald Trump and find out whether or not there's common ground.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hillary Clinton has the delegates. Bernie Sanders has the momentum as tomorrow's Democratic primary in Kentucky approaches. Both are hoping for a victory.
Both Democratic presidential candidates are making a last-minute push to sway voters as Tuesday's primary inches closer. Kentucky was a Clinton stronghold during the 2008 primary, but Sanders has won the last few primary contests over Clinton, most recently West Virginia and Indiana.
Correspondent Mary Maloney. As expected, late-night weekend rides on Metro Rail are coming to an end. Metro says the system will close at midnight every night starting May 29th. The system has been remaining open till 3 a.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. The earlier weekend closures will help Metro launch that year-long maintenance plan. The Montgomery County Council is expected today to reject the county executive's request to give county employees a two-step pay raise.
Originally, Ike Leggett proposed giving county employees a two-step pay increase in the fiscal year 2017. When that was rejected, Leggett renegotiated the deal and postponed the second step increase until next year. Council President Nancy Florine doesn't expect the council to approve his request.
While this may ruffle a few feathers, we think this helps us stay on the path to sustainability.
She says employees will still get a nearly 5% raise.
We feel that we've done a good job by our employees.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
One of the victims of a shooting spree 10 days ago that police say was the work of a federal security officer is going to be buried today. A funeral is planned for 65-year-old Claudina Molina of Silver Spring. Her death is one of three that 62-year-old Eulalio Tordil is now charged with. As the weather improves, more people decide to go house hunting, and some of the best deals in the Washington area can be found in a Maryland suburb.
One of the hottest areas right now, especially for millennials looking to buy, is Prince George's County. That's according to Andrew Strauch with Metropolitan Regional Information Systems.
In terms of months of supply of inventory, the numbers say that it's more of a seller's market, but prices really aren't increasing very much outside of PG County.
And he says if you're planning to move, now is the time, since interest rates are likely to rise at some point in the next few months. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Verizon and two striking unions will try tomorrow to get things moving again at the bargaining table following meetings with Labor Secretary Thomas Perez. The unions represent about 39,000 Verizon workers in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast who haven't had a contract since last August. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,535, the NASDAQ at 47.18. Sports, the Marlins top the Nationals, the Tigers end the Orioles' seven-game winning streak. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get this straight.
Rush.
You gotta hear this. You got to hear this.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at noon.
And that's what everybody needs to know.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
May is National Military Appreciation Month, and my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company are partnering with Homes for Our Troops to provide windows for the homes of our local heroes. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. As you may know, Thompson Creek Window Company is the local company that does it all. They design, build, and install their own windows. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made for our unique local climate and made to precisely fit your home. Thompson Creek windows reduce outside noise, improving the quality of your life. Plus, they can lower your utility bills and increase the value of your home. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments for 18 months. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details and support Thompson Creek, a local company that also supports our local heroes. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home.
Thompson Creek.
Get your carpets cleaned for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, once you head northbound 95 and get through Stafford and Aquia, that's been a real tough spot this morning. Had an early morning crash. The activity had been over to the shoulder. And then you get some relief. Little bit of volume in Woodbridge, briefly in Lorton. Now, to get up onto the Beltway, inner loop jammed up in Annandale, 395, most of the way to the 14th Street Bridge. George Washington Parkway delayed this morning, beginning at the overlooks and down to the Key Bridge. Now, it's been like this most of the morning. In the backups right now, near the overlooks, report of a crash. Park police tell me they're on their way to check it out. On Route 7, trying to improve, but it's been a tough morning. Earlier accident had been eastbound between Colvin Run and Beulah. You might see some activity remaining on the right shoulder. Picked up the extra volume is 193, Georgetown Pike and Hunter Mill Road. Bogged down a bit. Maryland on the outer loop, New Hampshire Avenue crash out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Numbers stay down below normal, and we'll see some rain come back into the forecast as we cool down even further as we look ahead toward Tuesday. A few clouds around this morning, partly to mostly cloudy this afternoon, especially later, 67. Cloudy tonight, slight chance of a shower, 52. Periods of rain developing tomorrow, 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Burke, 46 in Beltsville, 51 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. The search has been called off for a woman who fell off a cruise ship. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:35, Jennifer Donnellan, a reporter over at Channel 7, has got an interesting story. She's going to tell us about it coming up. It's about your Fitbit. I mean, everybody's got one of those things on their wrist. How secure is the very important health data on your Fitbit? Jennifer Donnellan will join us at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Gerard Robinson is a resident fellow for Education Policy Studies at American Enterprise Institute. He formerly served as the Commissioner of Education for the state of Florida and Secretary of Education for the Commonwealth of Virginia, so he knows a little thing about this. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Robinson.
Thank you for having me.
So we're talking about this policy that was articulated Friday morning by the Department of Education of the Obama administration, saying that any public school that receives any funding from the Department of Education must comply with transgender bathroom and locker room rules. Before we get into the actual administration of these policies, can I ask you, what kind of money are we talking about? What does the Commonwealth of Virginia get from the federal government, and how is that money applied at the school district level, the Department of Education federal funds?
So Virginia and most states receive federal money, and it often will come through two categories. The largest category is often money for poor and low-income students, and that's through Title I. Second, you have federal money that is administered to school districts, and that will come through students who are English language learners, students who have special needs, and students who have other challenges as well, both emotional, developmental, or academic.
So basically, the Obama administration is saying, follow these rules with regard to transgender access to bathrooms and locker rooms, or we're going to punish the poorest people, the special needs people, kids with autism, kids with Down syndrome, kids with other handicaps. That's who's going to suffer if they cut off the funding.
Well, all students across the board will find themselves challenged, because the categories that I mentioned are students who receive certain categorical funds because of one category. But we also have to remember two things. Number one, the U.S. Department of Education released guidelines, and these are more a early nod to say that we are still going to give you an opportunity to establish state and local policies to deal with this. Part two, if you did not do so, then one option is to withhold funding. But before the Department of Education or the Department of Justice will likely withhold money, They will do what they've done in Illinois mm-hmm. and what they've done in California, which is to reach an agreement between the school system and both DOJ and or DOE to come up with a resolution. But I can tell you, even though I know from a big picture standpoint, it sounds like it's just a guideline, there are many families, superintendents, teachers, and others who are simply scared and unsure what this will mean for their school system.
Well, it's a rather ominous letter when you read it. That is being sent out to all these school districts around the country saying, look, you know, it would be a real shame if you lost your financing for some of the federal financing that we give you. It'd be a real shame if we had to drag you into court. But, I mean, when you have this written by these two key players in the Department of Education and the Department of Justice, it sort of carries with it, as the New York Times described it, an implied threat.
Well, for some, it's definitely looked upon as an implied threat, and that kind of threat, if we can use that term, we saw in the 1960s when there was some pushback from states as related to implementing Brown v. Board. In some instances, there was money withheld from schools. In other instances, the threat resulted in states making a change in the law. The difference with 2016 is that you've got a segment of the student population, many of them who have been harassed, have been bullied, are victims of violence, are trying to figure out how can we make sense of the law dealing with the bathroom while at the same time trying to balance the needs of non-gender, transgender parents, students who have equity rights as well.
So we interviewed the president of the Frederick County School Board on Friday, and he said that they've had policies like this in place for 3 years. And he said something interesting to me. He said, you know, if there is a student who is uncomfortable with a transgender individual in their locker room or in their bathroom, they will make accommodations for that student who feels uncomfortable. They'll let them use a private bathroom or facility. My question is, why don't you just do that for the transgender individual and allow the kids who are not transgender to continue about their normal life?
Well, the way that the guidance is written at present, you would think that this has never happened before, or that in the case of North Carolina, this is the first time we've had this happen. There are school systems for the last 5 years or so who've actually had that policy in place, but you do have some students and parents who believe that that type of policy stigmatizes a student and puts him or her in a pretty bad situation. Under those circumstances, the DOJ and the DOE says you must treat that student equally and based upon his or her preferred identity, not his or her biological sex or gender.
Well, but hold on. I mean, I understand that, you know, we don't want to put these kids who are going through this traumatic thing in a bad spot. I understand that, and I'm sensitive to that. I really, truly am. But what about the kid who feels equally as uncomfortable changing, clothes in a locker room for PE with somebody of the opposite sex?
And here's where parents, advocates, educators, people at the local level, this is where they have to coalesce and decide what's common sense, what's good policy, and be able to use data to separate fear from fact. We can't have a national discussion about what D.C. thinks is important for Richmond, California, or Richmond, Virginia, without people in both areas making sense. And I can tell you, this is going to be a tough issue for a lot of people, because not only is it emotional, but it's also political. But when you have at least the proposed threat of withholding of billions of dollars in funds, you know, we better really think, be consistent and look at this, not using bathrooms as the subject, but keeping children and education on the forefront.
Our guest is Gerard Robinson. He's an AEI fellow, American Enterprise Institute on Education, but also the former Secretary of Education for Virginia. 30 seconds left. Do you predict that some districts or states might start foregoing federal funding and say, you know what, we can do without this. We won't take your federal money. We want to be able to have control of our own destiny.
There are local school systems and residents who will make a push to stay step back. We'll have to see what state chiefs and governors decide to do. But I will say that there will be a groundswell of interest to do it one way or another. What I hope mostly is that adults realize that we're dealing with children and not solely public policies, and by doing so, we'll find a common sense approach to something that has a national priority and national repercussions.
Yeah. Well, sadly, common sense approach and dictates from Washington, D.C. Across the board to every district in the country usually don't go hand in hand. It's not common sense. Yeah. It's a direct order from high above.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you joining us, Jerry.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Gerard Robinson. Once again, you can look him up over at American Enterprise Institute.
It's now 8:15.
It is. WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Trouble zone right now near East Falls Church Metro is on 29 Lee Highway, North Sycamore Street, right in that intersection. They had temporarily stopped all traffic here with this crash. So if you typically take 29, say, off of 66 Washington Boulevard right now, better option for you. I'll let you know when those lanes reopen. 66 outside the Beltway, everyone's struggling into that sun glare this morning. Big delays. 50 into Chantilly, also slow. Greenway Toll Road, incident free. Route 7 still in recovery mode. This has been going on all morning rush hour. Earlier crash between Colvin Run Road and Beulah that had been moved over to the shoulder for quite some time. On the inner loop of the Beltway, leaving Springfield to Annandale, bunched up on the inner loop right as you come off of the interchange of 95. That's where the crash to the shoulder. Top side of the Beltway jammed before 95 now to Georgia Avenue. Had a crash along the way near New Hampshire Avenue, out of the travel lanes now. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy skies today with a high of 67 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a slight chance of rain overnight, low of 52. Tomorrow, cloudy and there is going to be rain, looking at a 90% chance, but not a whole lot, about a quarter inch to half an inch of rain tomorrow, high of 58 degrees. Right now, 52 in the nation's capital, 8:17. It's that time of year again. Commencements. Yeah, you get the whole cap and gown on, you get your diploma, and at the college level, university level, it means you also get oftentimes either a famous person or, God forbid, a politician giving the commencement address. Well, we've already told you about President Obama's commencement address to Howard University when he proclaimed that all those graduates were just lucky to be there.
Yeah. Yeah,
wasn't hard work, wasn't nothing you did.
Nothing you did.
Just luck. Mm. That was to an all-African-American crowd there at Howard. Well, yesterday, he took the occasion to go to Rutgers University to bash on...
Hold on.
Yeah.
Before you say, did you say bash? Because it seems to me that an appropriate speech to young graduates would be to inspire... To go out and give them a charge to, you know, seize the opportunity that has been laid before them as they finish up this vaunted education at Rutgers University, that they should go out there and seize the moment. I mean, isn't that what a speech like this is supposed to be?
Oh, Brian, no. This is a chance to attack conservatives and Republicans.
Oh, excuse me, I forgot who I was dealing with.
Especially when you're Barack Obama, who is just itching to get back into the campaign fight. I mean, let's face it, that's really the only thing he's ever really been successful at in his life is running for office and winning elections. And so he wants to run against Donald Trump, and he used these graduates' commencement as an occasion to use his stump speech effectively.
The world is more interconnected than ever before, and it's becoming more connected every day. Building walls won't change that.
Building walls won't change that. Actually, by the way, Barack Obama, you're right. That's kind of proving the point for Donald Trump. Let's build a wall so that we can protect our borders and enforce our immigration policies, which you, Mr. Obama, have refused to do. And by the way, it's not going to change the fact that we're all interconnected and we're still going to be able to use the internet and we're still going to be able to be connected in every way. We're just going to regulate who comes into our country, as any sovereign nation has the right and, by the way, obligation and duty to do. So in a way, he's sort of proving Donald Trump's point. We can be interconnected but still protect our borders. But he went on.
Isolating or disparaging Muslims, suggesting that they should be treated differently when it comes to entering this country. That is not just a betrayal of our values. That's not just a betrayal of who we are. It would alienate the very communities at home and abroad who are our most important partners in the fight against violent extremism.
For God's sake, why, you know, you've just spent how many hundreds of thousands of dollars to put your kid into college, Rutgers University.
That's not cheap over there, no.
To get them to get their diploma. And by the way, they're now laden with debt, these kids, if you didn't pay for the tuition. And they can't get a job because of this guy's economy. But instead, while they're sitting there looking for some sort of guidance for their future, they're hearing Obama defend Muslims and attacking Donald Trump for suggesting that maybe they should be screened a little better before they're allowed into our country.
If I was the mom and dad of one of those graduates, I would not be very happy.
He went on, and I'll quote this one. Ready? This is actually my favorite of all of them, but you'll have to hear me intone it. Facts, evidence, reason, logic, and understanding of science, these are good things. These are qualities you want in people making policy. That might seem obvious. We traditionally have valued those things. But if you're listening to today's political debate, you might wonder where this strain of anti-intellectualism came from. You know, to hear a Democrat, a Democrat like Barack Obama, who is in favor of abortion on demand and no encumbrances whatsoever on abortion, for him to suggest that conservatives who value the life of an unborn child in the womb, to say that conservatives are anti-science, is really pretty nauseating. Anybody who has seen an ultrasound of an unborn child or seen a baby who has been born prematurely at the age of 22 weeks, who can live outside of the womb, to suggest that they are anti-science when they are trying to protect that life, and that the abortion on demand people who are willing to extinguish that unborn baby's life are the ones who embrace intellectualism and embrace science. It's disgusting, and it's one of the biggest lies of the left that we hear of today. But that's your president, and that's his commencement address for the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers.
And what was scary about it is every time he opened his mouth, the kids were just lapping it up.
Well, sure they do, because they didn't learn how to think when they went to Rutgers. So maybe by the way, one other point of irony in all of this. Do you remember 2 years ago when Condoleezza Rice had been invited by the trustees and all of the people who sit on the board there of Rutgers University? She was invited, the former Secretary of State of George W. Bush, to give the commencement address at the same university. Mm-hmm. And the students and the faculty protested and demanded that she not be the commencement address speaker. She had the class to withdraw because they were afraid that, you know, that would be a political statement to have Condoleezza Rice. Yeah. Of course, she never would have raised politics at the commencement address because she has class.
She has class.
But not Barack Obama, who just, you know, sullied the entire commencement address there at the Rutgers University with his political statements.
It wasn't nothing you did.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing you did either. It's 8:22 on WMAO.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not very comfortable. I had a big fear of the dentist, in fact. But, boy, that changed about 2.5 years ago because I got my teeth cleaned over there at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb. Listen, I neglected going to the dentist. I did. I'll be honest about it. And I was lucky. Listen, I brushed thoroughly, and I made sure that my teeth weren't gross or anything. But, you know, if you neglect going to the doctor on a regular basis, you could have some very, very, very serious problems with your teeth and some major pains and stuff. And you talk yourself out of going to see a dentist because you hate the process and you think, oh, it'll go away. Well, I was lucky. You know, I finally went again after taking some time off, and Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb gave me a thorough checkup and everything was fine, thank God. But now I'm going on a regular basis every 6 months because they are unlike any other dentist you've been to. So if you were like me, please don't count on luck. You know, you may not dodge a bullet like I did, and you have serious issues going on in your mouth. Well, you do take my advice. Call Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb. And since May is National Military Appreciation Month, they're going to donate $100 to the Fisher House Foundation for every new patient visit. Call Rocky right now. She'll set you up. She'll take care of you. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If you're even thinking about replacing your home's air conditioner in the next few years, check this out. The Right Now special from Snell Heating and Air gives you a chance to save big, avoid frustration, and beat the rush. Right now really is the best time to call Snell at 703-450-6300. When it gets scorching hot, that's the worst time to do it. But right now, you can make a smart decision, and you can save a boatload. Up to $2,475 installed by my stand-up guys. We've been showing folks for years how to battle high energy bills and to protect their family's comfort. So beat the rush right now. and book your appointment today.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
It is 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, better University Boulevard. You can now get to the Beltway if you're coming westbound, passing the middle school at East Franklin Avenue. Lanes have been reopened from the earlier crash. Silver Spring, however, in downtown near 16th Street and East-West Highway 410, crews are still dealing with the crash. They tried to get everyone onto the right lane on east on the westbound side of East-West Highway. So do watch for their direction, a little extra volume. Second incident now reported on East-West Highway near Grub Road, and we do have response still heading to the scene there. 270 through Rockville, slowing. Virginia, we've had a number of problems this morning. We had the earlier crash, eastbound 7, before you get to Beulah. That has been cleared, but the delay is still lingering. And then heading in through town, across the 14th Street Bridge, your delay's at a landmark on 395 to the Southeast-Southwest Freeway. Wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps and now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Numbers stay down below normal, and we'll see some rain come back into the forecast as we cool down even further as we look ahead toward Tuesday. A few clouds around this morning, partly to mostly cloudy this afternoon, especially later, 67. Cloudy tonight, slight chance of a shower, 52. Periods of rain developing tomorrow, 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 52 degrees at 827.
Well, are you getting ready for the summer games in Rio de Janeiro?
I'm psyched.
Well, here's some news that is, I think, very interesting. The Russians may not be able to participate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's entirely possible the Russians will be barred from participation in the summer games in Rio because, well, they've been doping. We found out in recent days just how widespread the doping was in the Sochi Olympics. And apparently there is a report that says that the president of the World Anti-Doping Agency tells the BBC on Saturday it's highly unlikely that Russia's anti-doping agency would be declared compliant with world sports rules in time for the games. And if that is the case, then the Russian athletes would be barred from participating in the Summer Olympics.
Yep, it's unbelievable. Right now, the entire track and field team have been banned from any international competition. And if you're keeping score, that includes the Olympics. It could be unprecedented. And by the way, it's amazing. They had an apology by the person who's in charge.
Very sorry for what we did last time.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't hold these athletes against what was done in Sochi.
Yeah, he said it cannot be right that clean athletes should suffer for the behavior of others. In no other walk of life would this happen.
No.
So you say, oh, we had a few bad ones there, but you shouldn't punish all of the other ones. By the way, speaking to reporters the next day, a spokesman for Vladimir Putin said, all of this simply looks like slander by a turncoat.
There you go. That's helpful. Yeah, so I don't see this getting fixed. No. I
do. There's enough corruption there.
Are you kidding?
The palms will be greased. The Russians will be in Rio.
Well, we'll see. It's now 8:28.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 6 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Coming up on WMAL is your Fitbit giving away a lot of private information that the government can keep track of. We'll talk to ABC7 reporter Jennifer Donnellan after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Things just aren't getting any easier for the presumptive Republican presidential nominee.
This morning, Donald Trump clearly on defense, trying to fire back at a series of problematic stories targeting his campaign. Not only does it have to do with taxes or perhaps how he treated women when he was their boss or employer, but also whether or not he was his own spokesman and publicist at one point in time. It is certainly a different tone than a primary election where Donald Trump, every time he was attacked, seemed to go up in the polls. Now, facing the reality that this is a different time, and this is the general election.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Two Democrats on the House Benghazi Committee are accusing the Republican chairman of ignoring statements by his own former lawyers that the U.S. military acted properly on the night of the attacks. Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings and Adam Smith of Washington State say that actions by Chairman Trey Gowdy have damaged the credibility of the Select Committee beyond repair. The Washington Monument will remain closed this morning while crews continue to work on an elevator power supply problem that shut down the monument all weekend. The National Park Service says the elevator will be reopened as soon as the repairs are done. Late-night weekend rides on Metro are coming to an end. Metro says the system will close at midnight every night starting May 29th. The system has remained open until 3 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday mornings. Thousands of law enforcement officers and survivors gathered in Washington yesterday to honor fellow officers who have died in the line of duty.
The 35th Annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service was held at the U.S. Capitol. This year, the names of 252 fallen officers were added to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Wall, including 137 who died in 2015.
We pay tribute to those whose concern and compassion led them to give all they had for those who needed them.
This year's National Police Week began in Washington Friday with the annual candlelight vigil on the National Mall. In Washington, I'm Mark Chase.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,535. The NASDAQ at 47,18. Sports, the Nationals lose to Miami. The Orioles lose to the Tigers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You've heard the old saying, your two best days are the day you buy a boat and then the day you sell it. Well, timeshares are awfully similar to boats. It's Chris Plant for Timeshare Exit Team. You buy that timeshare under the guise of investing in vacation, only to find out you're just investing in annual maintenance fees and repairs to a resort you can't even visit when you want. Then you try to sell it in an online auction for $1, and you still can't find anyone to buy it. That's where my friends at Timeshare Exit Team come in. Timeshare Exit Team is the consumer protection company that will get you out of your timeshare contract safely, legitimately, and forever. They have offices in Alexandria and Towson where you're going to sit down face-to-face for a free consultation with your regional consultant. Don't pay another year's worth of maintenance fees. Go to timeshareexitteam.com. Timeshare Exit Team has a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out of your timeshare or give you a complete refund. Call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM, online at timeshareexitteam.com.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
One out of five women veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan has been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Many are still also dealing with the effects of military sexual assault or trauma. You can help. by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local seven-day retreat that helps veterans overcome trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or used vehicle at melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
If it's in your nature to seek adventure, the 2016 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. With available 5.2 seating, you'll take comfort in leaving your comfort zone. The journey begins when you visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer. Lease the 2016 Discovery Sport SE for $389 per month for 36 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95 once you get through Stafford and Aquia past 610. Had an incident on the shoulder there. Then it's a pretty decent trip until just before you get to the Beltway, slowing to merge onto the inner loop in Annandale. 395. Your delay's beginning right near King Street, but it is jammed solid across the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway and onto lower 14th Street. I don't have anything reported along the way. 66 and the ride coming in from the west in the sun glare this morning. Earlier crash had been eastbound Route 7 between Colvin Run and Beulah out of the travel lanes now. On the George Washington Parkway near the overlooks, jammed down to the Key Bridge, and in the backups, crews were looking for a report of a crash. In the East Falls Church area, we have an accident on 29 Lee Highway at Sycamore Street. Traffic had been stopped, but now under police direction. Baltimore Washington Parkway, southbound at 175, just before you get into Jessup. That crash was along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain's on the move. Cool morning. Rain doesn't get here, though, until tomorrow. Looks like we'll squeak out a dry day today. And the rain in the forecast will come in as we head through the daytime hours on Tuesday. Today's number, 67 degrees. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, with the rain around, only 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgin from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Burke, 50 in Greenbelt, 51 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
All right, so everybody going out there and they're getting their workout on, you know, and they got that little Fitbit on their wrist.
I got me my Fitbit right here.
You got one right
there.
See
that right there? Yeah, I've got only 2,400 steps right now because I drove to work today. Usually I walk in.
My iWatch keeps track of that stuff for me.
Sometimes I hit 10,000 by the end of the show.
And you know, so
I walk around the
all
office.
That information is stored there on your Fitbit,
yes,
right?
Yes,
well, guess what? It's being used in a court of law against you in some cases.
I didn't do anything.
No, well,
I wasn't even near that person.
Right.
I didn't even touch it.
Here to tell us more about this is Jennifer Donnellan, who is a WJLA 7 on Your Side crime investigator. And this is a special that she has on tonight. At 11 o'clock. Good morning to you, Jennifer. Thanks for joining us.
Well, good morning to both of you. I haven't heard that song in ages. You have me smiling.
I can't tell you the number of people I know who have a Fitbit or a similar device.
It's incredible. And the numbers, when you really start looking at it, they're projecting, 350 million people will be using some sort of wearable fitness technology by 2018.
You got your iWatch, right? You got your Fitbit, you got your Jawbone.
Yeah, so it's not just Fitbit that we're looking at. I mean, this is wearable fitness technology, but there is a case that sort of got everybody talking, and it does involve a Fitbit. And, you know, when you say, hey, guess what? If you're writing something down, somebody may have access to that information in the future. It's kind of like a duh moment. But this particular case, it just gets you thinking. We have a woman who claimed that she had been the victim of a vicious crime. And the police had some questions about it. There were some problems with her story, i.e. there were no footprints in the snow outside of the house. So how did somebody break in unless they flew in? And so they said, you know what? She's got a Fitbit. Let's take a look at the Fitbit because we're having some, there's a gray area here. And that Fitbit actually ended up She said one thing, the Fitbit proved otherwise, and now she's charged with a crime.
Well, now she volunteered and handed over her Fitbit, right? But are we reaching the point now where the authorities can actually subpoena access to your Fitbit?
Oh, yeah, and actually the prosecutor in that state said, had she not agreed to turn it over, it wouldn't have mattered. We could have subpoenaed it. If you read the fine print, say, on Fitbit, their privacy policy, they say, hey, we will always keep your data private. We will not sell it. You decide what you want done with your data, except for these particular cases which involve subpoenas and warrants. And
and this is getting to be, it's like everywhere you turn, your phone, it has all of this information in you. And your Fitbit has all of this information on you. Your iWatch has all this information on you. And those are things that law enforcement can go after and now subpoena.
Absolutely. And, you know, we know police use cell phones in investigations. You know, if they have a critical missing person or if they're looking for a suspect, they'll ding cell towers to see where that person last was. So we knew that. And, you know, and that's what I'm saying. When the fitness tracker came up, you know, there are GPS points and Wi-Fi points, and it just depends on how you're using it. But you can map your walks. All of that information, once it's out there, it can be subpoenaed, but, you know, you can't just go online and figure out what somebody else is doing. It's got to be under in a court of law. It's just something to think about. And most people that I spoke with were, you know, they said, listen, I'm not planning on committing a crime. And if I am, I'm not taking my Fitbit with me.
Oh, there's some handy news you can use. Yeah. If you're going to go commit a felony this morning, make sure you take off your fitness band.
Seven's on your side.
But so now here's what is it really just a location issue here, and also, is your location tracked? That I'm asking for a friend.
Sure.
Like, so now I'll go out running and I'll have my Fitbit with me and it tracks the map, but I just assumed that it was my phone that was actually tracking where I was going, and the Fitbit is just a relaying via Bluetooth back to the phone about, you know, the number of steps and what my pulse rate is and everything. If I leave my phone at home and I just go for a walk with my Fitbit, is that tracking where I've been?
It depends, right? It depends on how you have it set up, but I think it can, and you're taking me from crime reporter to technology reporter.
No, I get it, and I know that. I know, yeah. But boy, this opens up a whole can
really
of worms. Forget about crime. I mean, what about private investigators seeing if a spouse is cheating, that kind of thing? I mean,
that's the thing. It's got to be able to be subpoenaed, and that's very interesting. You know, the other thing is personal injury attorneys are also using, like, across the board, the legal community is looking at these Fitbits and saying, hey, my client was injured. Look at her Fitbit activity before the injury. Now look at her Fitbit activity afterwards.
Oh my.
So these things can work for you, but they can also work against you. It's just something, you know, it's just another thing that's on you, that's gathering data that you got to think about.
All right, so tell us about this story tonight. Give us a little hint of what we will learn.
Well, we're going to dig into that story in Pennsylvania. And honestly, it's a case that got everybody thinking, and it's really gained traction across the country. And this one woman, you know, her actions have really just gotten everybody talking because of the Fitbit. And you know, you're going to hear, we just heard back from Fitbit, and you know, they are extremely concerned. They do not want the message to be that, hey, your data's out there for other people. So we're going to show you this woman, we're going to talk about her case, and we're just going to get reaction. You know, I went out to Easter Market. It's not hard. Once you start looking for the wristwatches, they're everywhere,
right.
Yeah.
All right.
And people were super surprised.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Jennifer Donlan, WJLA 7 on your side, crime investigator.
That's right. Thank you
so much.
Have a great Monday.
You too. Thank you.
It is now 8:43.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
This rain is just, you know, it's about to drive us all crazy. Well, here's something else to think about with the rain. When it's wet outside, guess what you're tracking into the house? Dirt, mud, and pollen. Don't even get me started about the pollen. Let me enlighten you. When it comes to superior cleaning of your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, there's just one name that's been trusted for over 60 years. That's Hadid. Hadid has been cleaning rugs in the metro area with their time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each end by rug. Plus, Hadid has an entire team of experts dedicated to repairing bare spots, restoring color, replacing fine fringe. Make your rugs look like new again. And Hadid offers four drop-off locations. Let me go through them. Here's one. Vienna, West Maple Avenue. 2. Alexandria Duke Street. 3. Springfield on Electronic Drive. Or they're on the border store, Wisconsin Avenue, Friendship Heights. Call Hadid at 703-241-1111. Mention this ad. Get 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid offers pickup and delivery that includes the moving of furniture, the rolling and relaying of rugs. Minimum orders do apply. Call 703-241-1111 online at joehadid.com.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Interstate 95 in the northbound direction between 175 and Route 100, stop and go. Had a report of a stalled car along the way. Also, Route 100, very slow to merge onto southbound 95. Now, for southbound, I'm not seeing much of any delays until past 212. So out of Calverton to join onto each loop of the Beltway, inner loop into that sun glare, past the IKEA. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we've cleared out southbound earlier crash at 175. Each direction in Laurel, slow, 270, Gaithersburg into Rockville, heavy. Heading into town over the 14th Street Bridge, your 395 backups near King Street. In north east D.C., because of road work, 7th Street, just north of Rhode Island Avenue and south of the Shaw-Howard Metro stop, only one lane on 7th Street gets by in each direction near 7th and R Street. Let's go 66, Greenway and Toll Road coming in from the west, still heavy into the sun glare this morning. East Falls Church area, 29 Lee Highway at Sycamore Street, accident cleanup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, anticipating a dry start to the new week with some clouds in with clear sky, partly to mostly cloudy through the day, up to 67 on a west breeze. Temperatures below normal by a few. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now we're looking at 53 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 8:46.
All right, so, you know, a lot of people are going to be taken to their cars because, well, quite frankly, the metro system is a disaster and you can't trust it. And so people are looking for alternative ways to get to work in the District of Columbia. If you live out in Virginia, you live out in Maryland, you're going to be taken to your car,
yeah,
right? What option do you have?
Yeah, carpool,
well,
maybe.
Yeah, but there'll be more cars on the road as we go through this crisis with Metro.
Thank you, Metro.
And that's just going to be the way it is. How convenient it is, then, that parking rates on all DC's nearly 15,000 meters will be going up, effective June 1. June 1 is when they start shutting down the metro and start doing these repairs. Hmm. And on June 1, in D.C., they're going to start charging more for parking.
They should make parking free because of what they've put us
through. Well, that's right. The change will be a 30-cent increase from the current $2 rate in premium demand zones. So there you go. I mean, that's what they're going to do to you. They're going to be reprogramming the meters over the next several weeks.
Yeah, and again, this is it's really funny. They justify this because they need additional. The two reasons why they always justify this: they need additional revenue. They claim but they don't want to raise income taxes. Which, you know, please, since when don't they? But secondly, because they want to discourage people from driving in. Those are the two reasons. But anyone who really think that DC needs more revenue and that they're hurting for money,
and they're creating a demand for these parking spaces in a weird way by taking away a lot of parking spaces and putting up the bike lanes.
Well, there you go.
Well,
supply and demand. At least they figured out the free market.
Yeah.
There are fewer parking spaces, so we got to charge more for it, and there's going to be higher demand for it.
They also have to make up for their lost revenue when they make these bike lanes, which is so. That's what this is all about. It's the bicycles, folks, I'm telling you. To some degree, that is the truth. Now, Maryland drivers apparently are the worst offenders when it comes to not paying their parking tickets in the District of Columbia.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
I did not know.
The district issued more than 1.5 million tickets, parking tickets, and see, they're very good at this. It's the one thing that they do in the District of Columbia exceptionally well. They write parking tickets. 1.5 million in 2015, $73 million in fines. Residents in D.C. received a little less than one-third of the tickets. They were not the top recipient, believe it or not. That goes to the residents of Maryland. Maryland drivers received 120,000 more D.C. parking tickets than D.C. residents did.
I've got a, I got a couple parking tickets that are overdue.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got to pay my parking tickets.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just got to notice. No, I just got to notice that.
They will come and,
they
track you down.
They jump the...
They will show up here at the station some morning with a warrant for your arrest.
Well, they wouldn't be the first. It's 8:49 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Streetlights allow us to be more active at night, increasing our safety and our security. But that reduced exposure to darkness is likely affecting your sleep. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Researchers at Stanford tracked 16,000 people over 8 years, asking them about their sleep. Then, with data from the Defense Meteorological Satellite Program, they looked at how much outdoor light those people were exposed to at night. They found people living in urban areas were exposed to nighttime lights 3 to 6 times more intense than people living in rural areas. They got less sleep, and they were more dissatisfied with both the quantity and quality of their sleep. Light is the most powerful cue for our circadian clocks. So if you're having trouble sleeping, you might want to invest in some blackout shades or a sleep mask. At the very least, limit your exposure to electronic devices as you're getting ready for bed. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Turn down that radio!
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-766-9915. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-766-9915. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-766-9915.
Spring is in the air, summer's around the corner, and the rent-a-state season is in full bloom. Did you know you can cash in on your home by renting it? Renters Warehouse is DC's expert in leasing and property management, and they're ready to help you. Here's a fact you might want to chew on. The number of renters rose by 2 million last year. The demand for rentals is soaring. We just discussed demand, supply and demand, supply and demand. Well, the demand is there. You're sitting on the supply. Time to make some money. But to make rent-a-state really work, you need the experts at Renters Warehouse on your side. They exist for one reason, to make renting your home as easy as possible. They're a property management professional organization. They can help you find the perfect renter in just 17 days on average. And then they'll manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. It's fast, it's easy, it's worry-free. What are you waiting for? Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Just get the information. Find out, okay, this is how much money I could be making. Call Renters Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you with one click or one call. Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach-A-RIDE. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
Let's talk about home security for a minute. Is your family really protected? Brian Wilson here. I've done the research for you, and here's why I recommend Ackerman Security Systems. You'll get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide for just $19.95 a month. Ackerman can switch your existing service for free so you can start saving today. And when you switch your service to Ackerman this May, you'll get 3 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They're the only company with a guaranteed response time. At Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service lets you control your system remotely. Arm or disarm your system on the go. Receive video clips or view live video of your home, all for just a few dollars more. It's easy to stay connected to your home and family even when you can't be there. Call Ackerman Security today and make the switch. Get up to 3 months monitoring free. Call 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
The New York Mets. What does it take to win a pennant?
That is a nasty fastball.
Daniel Murphy.
Daniel Murphy, first as a Net.
Ask their playoff MVP, who now bats for the Nats.
Gone!
The runners-up versus the homecoming king. Catch everything. Nationals Mets. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson.
Ain't baseball great?
It's 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Wooten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We've had a number of incidents this morning. 395, though, incident-free, but from King Street 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge, still jammed. George Washington Parkway hung up to get onto that 14th Street Bridge. Now, north on 95, north of 610 Aquia, accident finally cleared. Those delays easing. And once you get through there, really good trip through Dale City. Volume now Newington to get on to the Beltway through Annandale. 66 East near Nutley Street. Crews moving the cameras around right in that area. Eastbound on 66 near Nutley Street. May have a new incident there. Be careful. East on 7 between Colvin Run and Beulah. That accident cleared. Through Herndon and Reston, toll road slows in each direction. Top side out of College Park to Silver Spring still slow. 270 into Gaithersburg hung up. Looks like we have a report of a crash. 270 South before you get to 370. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com, get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few clouds around this morning. We'll trend a little bit more cloud cover as we go through the day. So partly cloudy to start, mostly cloudy later with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 degrees at 8:57.
A former first lady is suspect in the death of a White House attorney in Jed O'Day's latest mystery thriller, Whacked. Tank Alvarez is forced to investigate and disclose the awful truth. Available on Amazon.
You've heard the old saying, your two best days are the day you buy a boat and then the day you sell it. Well, timeshares are awfully similar to boats. It's Chris Plant for Timeshare Exit Team. You buy that timeshare under the guise of investing in vacation, only to find out you're just investing in annual maintenance fees and repairs to a resort you can't even visit when you want. Then you try to sell it in an online auction for $1, and you still can't find anyone to buy it. That's where my friends at Timeshare Exit Team come in. Timeshare Exit Team is the consumer protection company that will get you out of your timeshare contract safely, legitimately, and forever. They have offices in Alexandria and Towson where you're going to sit down face-to-face for a free consultation with your regional consultant. Don't pay another year's worth of maintenance fees. Go to timeshareexitteam.com. Timeshare Exit Team has a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out of your timeshare or give you a complete refund. Call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM, online at timeshareexitteam.com.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Hey, Maryland, want incredibly low prices on more than 400 styles of high-quality floors? Then see the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday, and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. We've got incredibly low prices on beautiful hardwood, bamboo, laminate, vinyl, and more, starting at just 69 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. When you want quality hardwood, trust the flooring experts and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. Valid in Maryland locations only, May 11th to May 17th, 2016.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 6 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Well, that's our show for today.
Yep. Coming up next is Chris Plant. He is to liberals and progressives what Rúñó Odor is to José Bautista's face.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see the